This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Decimer, D-E-S-E-M-E-R, first name Diana, D-I-A-N-A, date of birth August 24, 1943, date of evaluation September 12, 2023, the referring physician, Dr. Theodore Swartz, the chief complaint, 80-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient is an 80-year-old female who reports an industrial injury to the right shoulder, period. She first began having symptoms in 1995, period. She underwent right shoulder arthroscopy in 1996, period. This was followed by a repeat surgery in 2007. At that time, she underwent removal of loose bodies, period. In 2008, a metal cap was placed on the humerus. She stated that she has had ongoing pain. Pain on average is 2/10, but increases to 6-7/10 on certain movements and lifting, period. Pain is limited to the shoulder. It is non-radiating, period. The past medical history, 1, bradycardia, next number hypothyroidism, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, right shoulder surgery as noted, next number appendectomy in 1951, next number back surgery in 2004, next number total shoulder replacement left, next number left knee replacement, the medications, Levoxil 112 micrograms, 1 daily, Losartan 100 milligrams, 1 daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams, 1 daily, Nexium 40 milligrams, 1 daily, morphine sulfate 15 milligrams, 1 HS, 30 milligrams, PRN, Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 HS, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 HS, Cymbalta, 60 milligrams, 1 daily. The allergies, Tolectin results in itching of her hands and swelling. Naproxen results in joint pain. Codeine results in edema. Aranda, heart? Question mark. The family history, mother had CVA. Social history, she notes occasional alcohol abuse, that denies sugar and smoking or drug use. Renal systems, otherwise unremarkable. The constitutional, she has had recent falls. The physical examination, blood pressure 175/81, pulse 84, respiratory rate 16, height 59 inches, weight 127.6 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Skin exam significant for ecchymosis of the left lower extremity. Musculoskeletal, the right shoulder demonstrates slightly decreased range of motion on abduction, but is significantly reduced on external rotation, period. Data review, EKG reveals sinus rhythm, 72 beats per minute. There is left axis deviation. Non-specific T-wave abnormality is noted, too. The impression, this is an 80-year-old female who is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right shoulder surgery, period. She is scheduled to have removal of retained arthroplasty, right shoulder, reverse total shoulder arthroplasty, comma, bicep tenodesis for diagnosis V98.890 and M75.21, period. The patient is noted to have uncontrolled blood pressure, period. She otherwise is thought to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. We plan and will start on amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. She is to follow up with primary care following her surgical procedure, period. Patient is otherwise thought to be clinically stable and cleared for her procedure. Signed, Dr. Wallington Ferguson.